It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels is joined by Vance Joy. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's all the way from Melbourne in Australia. You started out, my understanding is you started to at least dabble in music as early as 10 or 11?
Yes.
Was it piano? Was it the parents pushing you? Or was it your own interest in music?
I think it was the parents pushing me. Like, we had piano lessons. So I'd like leave school at like, you know, probably age 8 or whatever and walk down the street. And there was an old lady who taught my brother and I piano. And he'd go first for half an hour. I'd wait and watch cartoons in the next room, come in. She'd get cordial and biscuits. So it was like all this stuff around piano, which I enjoyed, you know, the cartoons and the
cartoons, cookies. And the cookies. Yeah, yeah, sure.
And then there was the piano. I didn't learn to read music. I never really took to that side of it, but I always listened to her and watched her hands and then copied her hands. And so when I finally got to play songs that I liked, like I learned the Mission Impossible theme. I was obsessed with that first movie and I learned the Mission Impossible theme. And when I could do that, I'd just sit there for ages, just repeating that, like, same line, dun, 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 dun. So,
and then you went into James Bond themes, and you picked up the
themes, dun, 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 dun. And it's like, that was my love of music, was there, probably, you know, just through listening to stuff, but it came at that age. And then I learned guitar at 14, and the same thing happened, played songs I liked and then started writing my own stuff.
But by that time, I assume you wanted to learn guitar and it was more of an extension of, okay, I didn't think I'd like playing a piano, but I do now. I want to play another instrument. Was that the case?
Yeah, it was. At 14, I still had that kind of thing of, oh, I don't like sight reading. I don't want to go to lessons. And my dad was like, he bought me a guitar, like a Squire Strat pack, which is, you know, like the kind of Fender copy plus a little amp. And I was like, I don't want to do this. But I came around once I learned, like, you know, you learn like Metallica songs or Smells Like Teen Spirit or Blink-182. At that age, those were the songs that I wanted to play.
I got it.
And then, I went along to the lessons and, once I got playing stuff I liked, I didn't look back, but I still had to get a nudge.
Boy, look the other way. Told me, boy, hide your hands. 'Cause that's not the way. Yeah, that's not the way. Are that? It's just not the way that friends behave. Are that? It's just not the way that friends behave. Oh, no, no, no. No, 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 no. You line me up across the room. Two falling sparks, one willing fool. And I always knew that I would love you from afar. But you told me, boy, look the other way. You told me, boy, bite your tongue. Well, I've been living on the crumbs of your love, and I'm starving. Just the way that we remain. Are they? Well, be the way that we remain. Oh, no, no, no. No, 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 no. You line me up across. Two falling sparks, one wind and fool, and I always knew that I would love you from afar. You line me up across the room, two falling sparks. flying sparks one. Will and fool and I always knew that I would love you from afar. Darling hazel eyes, it shouldn't come as a surprise. What I'm feeling now, it shouldn't come as a surprise. What I'm feeling now, it shouldn't come.
I think it was Riptide that mm-hmm. you put up online, and Hype Machine, it just happened to be one of those songs that Hype Machine, it blew up and it went to mm-hmm. number one. Mm-hmm. Walk me through, you know, that kind of experience, because there's, as you're well aware of, you know, you're from Melbourne, Australia, and mm-hmm. there's kids in every part of the US and the UK and everywhere in the world putting up music online. Mm-hmm. And suddenly yours is number one mm. on this great, you know, site that mm. creates a lot of attention for artists. What was that couple of weeks like when that happened?
That was a good couple of weeks. And it was a bit surreal to look online and then be told, oh, it's number one. Through that, I put it up on Facebook, and a friend of mine's older brother is a manager, and he became my manager after that. And so we were working away, trying to organize gigs, and we ended up getting into South by Southwest. And it was still, I was still, you know, I'm still kind of relatively unknown, but at that point, completely unknown. And then we look on Hype Machine, he's like, you know, it's number one. And it's like, wow. And it's like, you go from like a few views to like, you know, 100,000 in a couple of weeks or a week. And you're just like, this is crazy. So that was surreal. And then I guess you kind of stay grounded, because all that time before, when it was just, you know, you don't have that exposure.
It's like, okay, which was my real experience?
Yeah.
The 2000 where I said, yeah, I can get my head around that, or this where 100,000 in a week or Discover My Song. Mm. What do I think is the more real, you know, universe?
Yeah.
But it clearly indicated that the song was, you know, not only was finding an audience, but in order to be shared and to get that kind of worldwide enthusiasm, it was a song that was capturing the attention and the fancy of a lot of listeners, which I assume then led to your being signed by Atlantic Records.
Yeah. I'm done for now.
I guess I knew it this old time, but these old feelings have made me blind.
It happened pretty fast. Were there times when your head was just spinning?
Absolutely. Yeah, I went, I did a trip to America, to New York for 3 days to meet the people at Atlantic Records. This is September last year. So this is, they just heard it and it was, the song was just totally undiscovered and they just wanted to meet me. And I played a performance for the CEO and for a few other people. And I was just like, whoa. Like I got here, I was, you know, jet lagged, did a bunch of meetings and like, it's like, because I can't envisage the idea of having and establishing a career at that point and, you know, making it big or whatever the thing is. And, you know, who knows, whatever will happen. But when they talk big picture, it's like, whoa, this is overwhelming. So I came back on that flight and my brain was reeling, you know. I'm just like, what do I want? Do I want to do this? Do I even, you know, can I do it? And
did you have a little bit of doubt because it did happen? You know, you didn't slog it out and an opportunity was placed in front of you. Did you have some doubts about, wow, do I want to take this on? I've got my law degree.
Yeah, I definitely, like, I knew it was an amazing opportunity, but I did appreciate that it's kind of, it's totally rare as well to kind of walk in, not to walk into it, but to have that placed at your feet, you know? I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dreams. Oh. Cause you gonna sing the words wrong. Here's this movie that I think you'll like. This guy decides to quit his job and head to New York City. This cowboy's running from himself. She's been living on the highest shelf. Dark side, I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. I just wanna know if you're gonna stay.
I just gotta know. I can't have it, I can't have it any other way. I swear she is destined for the screen. Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh, lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Our lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Our lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong.
You did a little run with Lissy, didn't you?
Correct, yeah.
And she was just in here yesterday.
Fantastic.
You almost could have reunited. She's a great friend of the station, and she wanted us to say hello to you and make sure that she sent her best to you. The plan now, moving forward in the States, tell us what to expect.
Okay. We've been on this tour with Tom O'Dell for the last 3 weeks, and We've got the last show tonight for that tour. It's been really fun. And you know, been performing like you say, like to these really great crowds, and instead making those connections with people. And the guys are gonna go home. The rest of the band, Ed, my drummer, is gonna go to Poland for a week, and then to London. I'm gonna go to London to do music for about 10 days, do some radio stuff, and perform a few shows in London. And then I'm going to Seattle in November to record the full length album.
So you're finally going. They're finally going to give you enough time to breathe.
Yeah.
Probably not enough. and to say, you know, where's 6 or 7 more songs? And
correct.
And you've got it already now. And get into the studio because we'd like to have it out by the first quarter.
Yep. Exactly. You nailed it. So I've got looking forward to 2 weeks in Melbourne to plug myself back into the wall and recharge. And then go to Seattle, which is, you know, we've got a great producer called Ryan Hadlock over there, and he's a really great guy, and yeah, just unwind and make music at the same time.
And, well, and if and with Ryan, then you probably have a sense of, and hopefully you've got a little bit of dialogue going to where you have a sense of where you're going to take the remainder of the album and, mm-hmm. and what your own sense of self is. Listen, it's a great story. You know, obviously you're a hardworking guy, and you know that on one hand, you skipped a few steps in mm-hmm. the music thing. You were fortunate, and you know the music gods were smiling on you, but you don't seem to be taking it for granted, and you appreciate it. So we certainly are going to cheer you on and hope for the best for you, and we're glad you were able to come out today and share some time and song with us here at KCSN.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, it's a Vance Joy for us right here, live on 88.5 KCSN.